Here in the service. Call your attention to the book of Jude tonight. The book of Jude, the last two verses of that chapter and of that book. There's just one chapter in this book of Jude. And so it's the last two verses. That's verses 24 and 25. That's where I want to read from tonight and try to preach. If you have a Bible and want to follow with us, I encourage you to do so tonight as we read the Word of God. You'll find the scripture in the book of Jude, verse 24 and 25. Now, the book of Jude is just before the book of Revelation. If you're not familiar with that, the book of Jude will be found just before the book of the Revelation. And so we'll look at that two verses tonight, then try to preach that's on my heart to preach tonight. And I do ask for your prayers that God would help me in this service. Jude, verse 24 and 25, the Bible reads like this. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for the privilege to pray. Thank you for the day that you've given us and for the night. Thank you, God, for the temporal things, the temporal blessings, the natural things of life that you've blessed us with. Lord, to make life a little more easier. Thank you for those things. Lord, you said if we had food and raiment therewith to be content. Lord, you blessed us far beyond that tonight, and I'm thankful. And I'm grateful, Lord, for what you've done. I thank you, Lord, most of all, for mercy and grace. I thank you for the blessed day that you brought me in the family of God. You saved me, Lord. I thank you for calling me to preach. I thank you for the open door we have tonight. I thank you for the liberty I've had in the services that have already passed. But, Lord, here's a new night and a new congregation. I pray again that you touch me and anoint me, Lord, and fill me tonight, that I might proclaim the truth of the Word of God. Use us for your honor and glory. May the message go forth tonight from the Word of God in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. May I be pliable and usable tonight in your hands. And Lord, anything and everything that might hinder the working of the Spirit of God tonight in my life, I pray you cleanse me and purge me and forgive me and move it far from me. I ask for forgiveness and I plead the blood of the darling Son of God. That I might be cleansed. I pray for that coal of fire from off the altar of God that would purge my undoneness and uncleanness tonight. That I might be a vessel, Lord, that you can use for your honor and for your glory. Oh, Lord, prepare our hearts to receive the message. Give us hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits. Convict sinners that are in need of you. Lord, I pray you'd encourage the saints. I pray you'd revive us again. And do among us what only our Lord you can do tonight. Above everything, get glory and honor unto your high and holy name. And what you do, we'll thank and praise you. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing tonight. Jude said, now unto him that is able. God would help me tonight. I simply want to preach on a God that is able. A God that is able. Now, I realize tonight, in endeavoring to try to preach on God's ability or the divine ability, never exhaust, my friend, this subject tonight. When it comes to what God can do or God's ability tonight. As a matter of fact, John the Baptist remarked to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the hypocrites, that came out to be baptized of him. And he said, why are you coming to be baptized of me? Bring forth fruit, meet for repentance. Right. And he said, do not say or begin to say that we have Abraham as our father. Right. For he said, God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Right. So if we're talking about a God like that tonight, I cannot preach this subject are exhausted tonight. Matter of fact, I quoted, I think, maybe on Tuesday night, the scripture where when the disciples were concerned
that if rich people could not be saved, or hardly could be saved, or it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. They said, who then can be saved? Jesus said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible tonight. So I'm preaching tonight on a God that is able. Just three or four things I want to mention tonight, since I can't preach at all. I sense my friend, I can't exhaust it tonight, because God is all powerful. Amen. Oh yes, that is. We call that omnipotent. He is omnipotent tonight. He is all powerful. He can do what he wants to, when he gets ready to, without asking anybody's permission. Amen. Thank God. I'm saying tonight, the God that we serve, the God of this Bible, is not constrained by time. He's not constrained by the elements. He's not constrained by the popular opinion. Amen. Our vote tonight. Amen. He's sovereign. Thank God. In other words, he does what he wants to do when he gets ready to do it. Amen. That's the God how we serve tonight. Amen. I want to tell you, the generation we live in, we have, my friend, humanized a God and deified man. Oh, yes. But I want to tell you tonight, we need to get a glimpse, a fresh glimpse, of him as Isaiah did in the year that Jesus died. And he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. I want to say tonight, that's exactly where he is tonight. He's high and lifted up. Well, what can this God do? Or what, my friend, is this God able to do? Or what is this God, what is he able tonight? Well, first of all, he's able to pardon the penitent. He's able to pardon the penitent. If you'll have it in just Alabama language, he's able to save all sinners. Amen. Thank God. The pastor already quoted it tonight. My friend, when he talked before I came tonight, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Amen. Somebody said, you don't know what a sinner I am. Well, I may not, but I know what a Savior he is tonight. And it doesn't matter what a sinner you are. Paul said, my friend, this is a faithful saying, that he came to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. I suppose if he can save the chief, he'll not have any problem with the rest of the tribe. Amen. Thank God. Oh, yes. I'm thankful tonight that he is the God that is able to pardon the penitent. Amen. I want to say tonight that it's not God's hand, my friend, that's shortened that he cannot save. His ear is not too heavy that he cannot hear. Somebody said, why are people not saved? Why are people still lost? Why are there so many sinners? The responsibility and the guilt and the blame is not on God tonight, but on the sinner. Amen. It's his own voluntary rejection. My friend, of God, and my friend, it's his own impenitence that keeps him from being saved. I say to you tonight that if you're willing to take your place as a sinner, my God, and agree with God that you're guilty and that you deserve hell and judgment, my God, and plead for mercy, there's a God in heaven that is able to pardon the penitent tonight. Amen. He's able, thank God, to do that. Isaiah 55 verse 6 said, seek the Lord while he may be found, call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen. I'm thankful tonight we have a God that's able to pardon the penitent. Amen. Now, everybody cannot pardon the penitent tonight, just as everybody, my friend, cannot pardon criminals tonight. That's right. Hey, God, in the state of Alabama, our Governor Bob Riley is the only one that has the power vested in him how to pardon tonight. And he can, hey, God, because of his place, my friend, in society and in government, as the governor of our state, if he so chooses, tonight, by the stroke of his pen, he can pardon any of our best criminals, my friend, tonight, in Alabama. But not just everybody in Alabama can. He's the only one that has the power. He's the only one that can sign, my friend, make the mark, and it carry any weight. Amen. A lot of folks may claim and say a lot, but he's the only one that has the power vested in him. Oh, yes. Our president tonight is the only one that can pardon federal criminals. Oh, yeah, Bob Riley can pardon a state of criminals, those that have an offense against the state of Alabama. I want to say our president tonight is the only one that can pardon, my friend, those that's been indicted on federal charges. And I submit to you tonight that there's just one that can forgive sinners. There's just one that can pardon the penitent tonight. But he's got the power to do it. Amen. Jesus Christ, I was on the earth. Hey, friend, he was teaching there where a great multitude was gathered. In so much the house is in, nobody else could get in. There were four that came bearing a man on a bed or a couch. And when they could not get in, they got up on the roof, tore off the roof, and let that man down to Jesus. And when Jesus saw the faith of those four men that did their best to get him to Christ, he said, hey, God, my friend, my sins be forgiven thee. In that crowd, there were those that said, who can forgive sin but God? This man's blaspheming. Jesus perceived what they thought, perceived what they felt. Hey, God, and he said to them, my friend, would it have been easier for me to say, hey, God, thy sins be forgiven me, or to say, rise, take up thy bed and walk? But he said that you might know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. Hey, God, he said to that fellow, just rise, take up your bed and walk. And that's what he did. Amen. I say to you tonight, he has the ability to pardon the penitent tonight. It's not in my power. It's not in this pastor's power. Amen. As a matter of fact, God has not delegated, my friend, or delivered that power to any person but his son. Hey, in the Old Testament economy, there was one that could pronounce leprosy. Thank God, that was the high priest, and only one that could pronounce the leper clean, that was the high priest. And we have a high priest, thank God, Jesus Christ, the high priest of our perfection, and he alone is the only one that can say, I forgive, the only one that can pardon the penance. But if you'll come to him tonight in repentance and faith, I promise you tonight, thank God, based on what he said, thank God, he will pardon and forgive and save you tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody else has that authority. It's been delegated to nobody else. No cardinal, no pope. Are y'all listening to me? Hey, that's exactly right. Amen. I was hearing the other day, and I'm supposing this is right, that the last pope, not the current one, but the one before, he made more saints during his tenure as pope than all the others. And therefore now they have more folks to pray to. Amen. And then there was a day, God, when He declared that if sinners would pass under a certain area there in Rome, that everyone that came by would be absolved or pardoned from their sin. Amen. There was a great rush, they said, on that particular day to get to that place. But I want to tell you, He don't have the power.
That's right. Amen.
To forgive sin. Amen. Thank God to charge it, not to release it. But only Christ has that power. And I'm glad He died. Thank God and revived. And He's the Lord both of the dead and the living. There's one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified of all in due time, be it known unto you, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. And you can be justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. I'm telling you tonight, you've got to get to Christ. And the only way to get to Christ is by faith. But if you ever get to Him by faith, thank God it doesn't matter how wicked and wavered and how lost you've been. He's the God that's able to pardon the penitent tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The book of Micah chapter 7 verse 18, the Bible said, who is a God like unto this? Like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of His heritage. There is no God like this God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to tell you how people serve idol gods. Endeavor to serve idol gods. They try to appease them. Down through the ages, the heathen has done such. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. Oh, God help us. I want to tell you, friend, many heathen mother has thrown their precious child to the river, to the crocodiles, or the alligators trying to appease their God. Many have saw offered them in the fire to try to appease their God. Oh, hear me, friend. But I want to tell you, this God, thank God, I came down in the likeness of sinful flesh and condemned sin in the flesh, and Christ died in the place of sinners tonight. Hey, thank God. And what a sinner. I thank God. I will accept their responsibility of nailing Jesus to the cross. What a sinner will come to that place that they realize they're lost and wayward and wicked and without help or hope outside of Christ. And I look to Him as their only and all sufficient Savior. There's a God that to Christ saved. I will pardon and pass by the iniquity and the transgression of sinners tonight. I don't know about you. That's good news to my soul.
Amen.
Now, nobody that's guilty needs a pardon. But if you're guilty tonight, you need a pardon. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not looking for Bob Riley to give me a pardon tonight. Amen. I've not been indicted. Amen. That's right. I've not been found guilty of anything. I don't need a pardon from the state of Alabama tonight, for they've not indicted me, nor have they found me guilty of what they've indicted me of. So I'm not needing a pardon tonight. Oh, bless His name. And there's a lot of sinners tonight, amen, that don't need a pardon either, because they hadn't found themselves guilty before God. Amen. But if you ever get guilty, you'll have somebody that can set you free. Somebody that can turn you loose. Somebody that can get you out. And I say to you, friend, tonight, Jesus Christ and He alone is the only one that can pardon the penitent. Amen. God help. Amen. I'm carrying along here for some reason. I thought it done be about through. And I hadn't got off the first point tonight. But I'm glad He's a God that's able to pardon the penitent. Somebody said you done been pardoned. Hey God, why are you telling the story? There may be somebody here tonight that has not been pardoned. But I'm saying He's able tonight. If you'll come on the gospel term. What is the gospel term? Repentance and faith. Repentance hearts towards God. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Turning from your sin. Turning from yourself. And beholding the Savior. And giving your life to Him. And wanting to do whatever you have you to do. That's the gospel terms tonight. And by the way, if there ain't nobody here tonight that needs a pardon, I'd like to hear it all over again. Because that day when I found myself, hey, God guilty before God. Hey, He came to my rescue. He spoke peace to my troubled soul. Hey, He lifted the load of condemnation and guilt over my life. And I want to tell it again. I want to hear it again. Hey, God, I never grow tired of what He's done for my soul. I'm glad I'm forgiven. I'm saved. I'm pardoned tonight.
Amen. See, good God, the table. The pardon the penitent. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's able to save to the uttermost. Hallelujah. When I was younger preaching, there was a little saying, and we pick up on them sayings. We repeat those sayings whether they're true or not. Amen. But it was from the uttermost to the guttermost. I want to tell you, the uttermost here does not mean to the darkest regions of Africa. When this uttermost is mentioned here in this text, it means He is able to save to the uttermost, that is, thoroughly saved or completely saved. That is, do the job, finish it, complete it. He's able to save to the uttermost. God don't halfway save. God don't, amen. Hey, God partially saved. He does a good job when He saves. You say, somebody found on somebody that it just didn't work for them. You know, somebody that didn't get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to tell you, friend, it'll work if you'll get to come to Christ. Hey, thank God. So tonight, He's the God that's able to pardon the penitent, and then He's a God that's able to perform what He promised. Amen. He is able to perform what He promised. Amen. He does not make promises that He cannot keep. Amen. People will make promises, some never intending to keep them, some having every intention, but something stops them from keeping the promise. But nothing has ever stopped God from keeping His promise. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, the Bible said, hey, God, that Abraham, my friend, I staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform. What did God promise? He promised Sarah, hey, God and Abraham, that when Sarah was done past the time that she should have children, hey, God, that in 9 months she was going to have a son. Hallelujah. And sure enough, as God promised, 9 months later, hey, God, Sarah gave birth to a son. Hallelujah. Now I remind you, her womb, hey, God, is already dried up. I tell you, it ceased to be with her, thank God, my sin as the manner of women. Amen. In other words, naturally speaking, it was not possible. But we serve a God that's able. Hey, thank God. And He promised, and then He was able to perform. Amen. Same thing in Luke chapter 1, when Mary finds out, the Virgin Mary finds out that she's going to give birth unto the Son of God. That the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow her, and that holy thing that is within her, thank God, it's going to give birth to the Messiah, the only begotten of the Father. She's never known a man, but the angel tells her what's going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so she runs to the hills of Judea to visit cousin Elizabeth, whom the angel has informed her that's also with child in her old age. Amen. And when she greets Elizabeth, oh, John the Baptist gets full of the Holy Ghost and leaps in his mother's womb. And Elizabeth begins to magnify and glorify God. And she said, and blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of these things which were told her from the Lord. In other words, He'll perform what He promised.
Yes, sir. Yes.
As a matter of fact, thank God to Mary, he was performing what he had promised to Eve. Hey, thank God. 4,000 years later, thank God, now from the womb, thank God, of this woman would come forth he that would bruise the head of the serpent. Amen. Not the seed of a man, but the seed of the woman. Thank God. Hallelujah. And it was so. God performed what he promised. He don't have to get in a hurry. He can do it whenever he gets ready. Oh, thank God. If he's ever promised it, he will perform it. Because he's able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's right. Amen. I like that, don't you?
Yes.
And so he's a God that can perform. Amen. Or he's able to perform what he promised.
Yes.
Amen. And I believe this is a personal promise in Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
why? Because he's able.
Amen.
He's able to perform what he promised. May I say, 30 to 9, he's able to protect his people.
Sure, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Satan said, Job would curse you if you just take away what he's got. You've got a hedge around him.
Yes.
And then we look in the book of Daniel and we find the Hebrew children. And they're given the second chance to bow before the image, and they won't bow.
Right.
When the sound of the music goes on, they won't bow to Nebuchadnezzar's image, the image that he had seen in the dream, the image that Daniel had interpreted and told him what it represented. Oh, and he wanted everybody to bow to that image, but they wouldn't bow to it. Oh, and it made them mad when he gave them a second chance, and they still wouldn't bow. And they said, King, hey God, our God is able to deliver us. But the question's not where he's able or not. We know he's able. Hey, God, and it doesn't matter where he does or not. If he does, that's fine. If he don't, that's fine. We're not going to bow either way. That's exactly right. Throw them into the fire. You know the story. Hey, God, after the fire, and my friend that cooled off, and he looked in, and the king looked in, and he said, there's four, and the last one's light under the Son of God. Hey, friend, he protected his people when they come out. Didn't even smell like smoke. Why? Because he's a God that's able to protect his people.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if it'll be like this when we get to heaven. I wonder sometimes if God, we'll have plenty of time. I wonder if God will let us go back through our life and see times that in our life when he simply sent his angel to protect us, when he just stood in the way. Hey, God, and unbeknownst to us, hey, God, time and a time of death, and my friends, we were protected from danger and harm. Hey, God, we ought to be thankful tonight. Amen. And when nothing can happen to me that he does not first allow to pass through his hands, I'm glad, thank God, tonight. Hallelujah. That he will be with us through the fire and through the flood.
Hallelujah.
He's a God that's able tonight.
Yes, he is.
When I can't protect my youngins and grandyoungins, I'm glad he can.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad?
Yep.
You used to see Abraham looking off that day as Ishmael walks off with his mother. And part of Abraham's heart breaks and bleeds. I know they've done wrong. I know he hearkened to Sarah in this matter and got ahead of God. But that's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. How that's walking out through that desert. And as Abraham watches him walk off and knows he'll never see him no more, thank God. God slips up beside him and says, Abraham, I want to tell you something about him. Thank God, I'm going to bless him. Thank God, and make a great nation of him because he's yours. Are y'all listening to me tonight?
Amen.
I see to it. Amen. When you can't, I will.
Amen.
Well, the Bible's full of that, isn't it? Amen.
Yes,
thank God, Moses laying in the basket. Moses laying in the little ark. Thank God, his mother over yonder at the house. And his sister standing watching. Thank God, as that little ark or basket rocks in out the Nile River. But God has protected his people.
Yes.
Hey, thank God. And he cries at the right time and pulls on the heartstring of Pharaoh's daughter. And she pulls him out of the Nile. And no crocodile or alligator ever comes near to him.
and God raises him up, and God in the palace of Pharaoh, the very man that's going to deliver Israel. I'm telling you, if God ever hides you, you're healed well. Elijah was held at Zarephath, which is the hometown of Jezebel, 3.5 years. And God, Ahab looked for Elijah, but he was hid under his nose, and he couldn't find him. I'm telling you, when God gets ready to protect his people, hey God, he will protect.
Hallelujah. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Amen. Darlene Rose, Darlene Dobler, that missionary, that woman that married a missionary, hey God, just prior to World War II, and World War II broke out while they were in the Philippine Islands, and the Japanese overran their island and took her and her husband both captive. Both prisoners separated them. The last time she saw him, he died. She is 20s, in her 20s, early 20s. Thank God. And they put her, my friend, on death row in their prison cell, accused of being a CIA agent. Amen. But she told those days before the Japanese came, and my friend, that those fires would burn as they could see them at night far away where white men had never been. And they came one night while they were sleeping around their little shack. Hey, friend. And just her and her husband, her children, and an old missionary man, elderly missionary man, and his wife. Nobody could defend them, but they never came back after that night. She took a straw broom, ran them out of the house, and it wasn't that straw broom that kept them from coming back. Years later, some got saved from that place. Thank God. And she, one of them got saved and became an interpreter for her. And she said to him one day, as she called his name, said, "Were you in that crowd that raided our little cabin?" She said, he dropped his head and said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Why did y'all never come back? Y'all seen how defenseless we were. You could have had anything you wanted. You outnumbered us. You outpowered us." And so, he said, "Oh, after that night, y'all posted them white. I ain't got people in white garments around. I ain't got that shack. And we was afraid to come in. What was it? It was the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them that love him and fear him." He's able to protect him. Darlene Dobler was sentenced to die. I got to being a CIA agent, American spy. And they said, "We'll cut your head off. Amen. And we'll do it with a sword." She stood before, thank God, the man that was over the prison camp. As he passed the sentence on her, he reached over to get his sword to cut her head off. She started singing, "I'll live for him who died for me. How happy then shall my life be." She said, "I thought it strange singing that song. And when I wasn't going to live for him, I was fixing to die for him." But she said, "I heard the screech of tires, steps, thank God, footsteps, thank God, on the outside and then inside, voices hollering." And thank God, she said, "I was taken in a room off to the side. Oh, and when I came back out, and my home, they took me to another prison off of death row. And in a few days, thank God, I was rescued." Hey, friend, I want to tell you, God knows how to protect his people. Hey, thank God. He let James be killed with a sword. But while Peter was in prison and the church prayed, he sent, thank God, his angel and turned him out. I'm telling you tonight, we serve a God that is able to protect his people tonight. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I just can't quit, I reckon. Amen. I'll try to get done before dark. Amen. Oh, my. You don't think God was in the birth of our nation?
Yeah.
When George Washington fought with the British against the Indians, amen, even before he became the general of our Continental Army and led our army against Britain, he fought with the British. Amen. Of course, the British didn't know how the Indians fought. They'd just march out there, you know, have them with them red coats. And, I mean, buddy, I just stand here, I am, you know, just a, thank God, just a big target. And old George was fighting with them. And
had a particular Indian group they were fighting that day. The chief said to his, thank God, to his men, he said that he didn't know his name, but that one leading the forces, thank God, that great one, that great one, he said, fired him, do away with him. And they fired volley after volley. And though it ripped through his coat, it never touched him. And thank God, he never went down. Years later, he met George Washington. Thank God, at a peace, a conference. And he said to him, you're that great warrior. And for some reason, he said, though we tried again and again to bring you down and singled you out, we could not put you down. I tell you why. There's a God that protects his people.
Amen. Amen.
Well, hallelujah. Amen. Don't know about Daniel. I don't have to preach that. But I think I will. Hallelujah. Thank God when they put him in there amongst the lions. The king came early and said, oh, Daniel, it's the God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee. He said, oh, king, live forever. He said, God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. Hey, he's a God that's able to protect his people tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm in good hands tonight. I'm not talking about Allstate, either. Hallelujah. I'm talking about I'm in good hands. How with him tonight. Amen. Hey, he's a God that's able to pardon the penitent. He's able to perform what he promised. He's able to protect his people. But our text says tonight, hallelujah, he's a God that is able to prevent us from falling. I like that, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Now, the book of Jude is about falling. It's a book about apostasy. Thank God. 60 years have went by since Pentecost, and Jude has done writing to the saints to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Amen. Just 60 years. He said, evil men have already crept in unawares. Hey, friend. And so much the more as we near the coming of the Lord. Is that not right? Thank God. And I want to tell you, take this book of Jude. Thank God, if you can line up false apostles and false teachers.
You're right. Yes, sir.
In our days. That's right.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, as far as I know, thank God the apostleship went out with the apostles.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And nobody can be a false apostle unless they claim they're an apostle. Amen. And when they claim they're an apostle and got apostolic powers, you know right off, according to 2 Peter and the Jude, that there's a problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Were the apostles necessary? Sure they were. Thank God, they were set forth first in the church. But I want to tell you, friend, thank God, how we're built on their foundation. Oh, yes. Thank God, that's exactly right.
Amen.
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 But God no longer has given the power to the individual. He gave it to the collective body. The church. Amen. Will anybody have that tonight?
Yeah.
And here they come. Here they are running greedily. My friend. My friend like Balaam. Hey God, they're like Korah. Hey, hear me, friend. We're living in that day. God help us. And there's much falling away. It's here. The preacher already. I talked about that verse. Oh my. But that Bible said we're to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, keeping ourselves in the love of God, and have compassion on some, making a difference. Some pull them out of the fire. Hey, thank God. That's what he said. How can we do all of that? How can all that take place and all this other going on? He said unto him, the table, get your eyes off everybody that's appalling. Get your eyes off all the apostates. Hey, thank God. And when it looks like you can't reach in the fire and pull nobody else out and your compassion is running low, look unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Amen. Oh, God, help us. There's greater of men and women have fallen than you and I are tonight. How can we keep them falling? Look unto him. He's able to do it tonight.
Amen.
That's right. 2 Timothy 1:12. Thank God, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Is anybody listening to me tonight? He's a God that's able how to keep us from falling. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Then this text is not only able to prevent us from falling, he's able to present us faultless.
That's right.
Before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
That's right.
I don't know about y'all. I sure am glad He can prevent me from falling. But I sure am glad He can present me faultless.
Sure.
You don't know me like I know me.
Right.
But that's a miracle to me.
Yes,
that there'll be a day when He can present me faultless.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Amen. That's right. Some folk think the man of God's faultless. He's not faultless. He's not perfect. He's anointed. Amen. He's set aside. He's set apart. Amen. He's anointed of God. You better be careful what you do with him.
You're right.
Be careful how you lay your hands on him. Amen. Oh, God help. But oh, don't ever get to the point you think he's faultless. He's not. I'm thankful tonight that there'll be a blessed day that the God we serve is able to present us faultless.
Amen.
Now, you can talk about all them other miracles you want to, and what folks talk about today, growing limbs, legs, amen, ears and eyes and noses and all that stuff. And I thank God for everything that He does, and I know God heals and divinely heals. I know He has done it. There may be somebody here tonight that He has, maybe more than one somebody. I praise Him for it tonight. But I tell you, that doesn't amaze me as much as a God that can take old hell, deserving sinners, pull them out of the muck and the mire of sin, thank God, and put them on the straight and narrow, and one blessed golden day break, I present them faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. It looks like to me from reading this text that He's able to present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Not our joy, His joy. Hallelujah. Amen. I met that little girl. Amen. I actually preached on Easter Sunday at the church where she went. There's a slew of folks went to the altar that day. And in that crowd was that little woman that one day I'd asked to be my wife. And she got saved that morning. I didn't know that was going to happen. But God did. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Amen. And when I decided and was excited about her being, thank God, the one for me. Amen. I was so thrilled over her. And I remember when I went and picked her up at her mom and dad's house. Thank God, and we waved goodbye, and I took her to meet my parents for the first time. I'll never forget standing out on that steps. Thank God, in that porch, and just couldn't wait to get in there and say, Mom and Dad, looky here. Look at this girl. Look at this woman. Look what I have found. For he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor with the Lord. Hey, thank God. I wanted him to be excited about her as I was. I want to tell you there's coming a golden day break when the Lord of glory will come for His bride. Thank God. And in the presence of His glory and in the midst of the angels down through the streets of glory, He'll present a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. And He'll say, this is her. I found her. I bought her. I purchased her. I saved her. I kept her. She's mine. And there's not a fault. There's no blame. I tell her. He's a God that's able to do that tonight. Woo, I'm in that number. That's going to be presented faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. He's going to holler glory. I believe He will. Amen. He's a God that's able. Well, what do we do? Jude said, What do we do? Now, to him that's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless. He said that the only wise God and our Savior be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. You said, since he can prevent us from falling and prevent us faultless, perform what he promised, protect his people and pardon the penitent, he said, I'm just going to say glory now, and I'm going to say it forever. Hallelujah. He said, I'm just going to say majesty, thank God, now and ever. I'm just going to say dominion now and ever. And I'm going to say power belongs unto him now and ever. Hallelujah. Oh, you see, thank God, he wants us to see the person. It's unto him that is able. He wants us to see his power. He is able, thank God. And then we're to praise him. Amen. And I say hallelujah to him tonight. He is able.
Yes.
He's able.
Yes.
I don't know what your conflict is. I don't know what your inability is. I'm not really interested in your inability, because we're all full of it tonight.
All right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But I know he's able tonight. I'm talking about his ability. I ask you tonight, would you trust his ability? If you're not saved, would you trust him tonight? If he's promised you something and you're wondering is ever going to come true, you remember he's a God who'll perform what he promised.
That's right.
You remember he can protect you tonight. Amen. You remember that in the midst of apostasy and you're wondering if that one can't stand, how can I stand? Because he's able to keep you from falling.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
And he's able to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I rejoice in that tonight.
That's right.
Amen. I'll say glory.
Yep.
Amen. I'll say glory to him.
Amen.
And to him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Everybody stand, please. He's a God that's able. Would you trust his divine ability tonight? You've trusted yours. You've trusted others. Maybe they failed you. I want to tell you he's able tonight. Would you give yourself to him? Would you give your problems, your conflicts, your struggles, your trials, your difficulties, your burdens to him tonight? He's a God that's able. Father, sister, play, sing, whatever she chooses to do tonight, the altar is open to you. We'd welcome you to come and pray. Saints, sinner, life, man, woman, boy, or girl, young, old, or middle age, from this church or visiting tonight, it doesn't matter. If you feel the need of prayer, God spoke to your heart, you ought to come tonight. He's a God that's able. He's a God that's able. He's able.